So movies based on true events. If you want to jump in, it's 312-981-7200. As Jim had mentioned, he interviewed one of the actresses who's in this movie called Shattered Glass. That's one of my favorite true story movies of all time. And I think one of the best movies ever made about journalism. There's a lot of good true stories in the world of journalism, true event movies that they've made about journalism. Like if you mention, you know, like I mentioned Shattered Glass, which is just a remarkably well-made movie with great performances. Even Hayden Christensen is good in it. And Peter Sarsgaard, one of my favorite performances that he's ever given is in Shattered Glass. And again, a great movie about journalism. All the President's Men, about the Watergate scandal and also about journalism, one of the best true event movies of all time. And Spotlight. So right there is the world of journalism is really well represented in the world of movies based on true events. So there's Spotlight. If you've not seen that movie from a few years ago, really terrific movie. All the President's Men and Shattered Glass. That's three true stories that involve journalism. So there you go. Now, if you guys want to jump in, it's 312-981-7200. Here's Mac on WGN. Hi, Mac.
Yeah, I'm glad you didn't put a time limit on it. And it's just so many movies, just like you mentioned. But for something that it just tugged at your heart, the last statement in the movie was, "How many sons, Dad? All five." The Fighting Sullivans, bar none, is one of... It's based on it. It's kind of hokey-like. I don't mean hokey, not by any means. But it's just so beautiful, going by the old water tower and seeing his sons and... I just think it's a good movie that just tugs at your heart. I mean, it's not as factional and, you know, non-fictional. And it is. I'm sorry. I take that back. But it just tugs at your heart.
Yeah.
I put it down as one of the best.
Yeah, it's a great movie. It's a beautiful, beautiful movie. If people haven't seen it, The Flying Sullivans.
It is.
Yeah, it's a great film. All right, Mac, thanks.
You're quite welcome.
All right, 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Dan, any true event movies that stand out?
You know, I thought of one that actually just came in on the text line as well, and that was just from a couple of years ago that my wife and I really enjoyed, and that was Hidden Figures.
Yeah, that was a good movie.
I mean, that was just one of those... just the crowd. I think you described it perfectly. It's just a crowd pleaser, everything about it. Everybody in the movie was charming, obviously, based on a true story. And so that kind of adds a very cool element to it. And just, you know, that right mix of fun and historical and interesting.
Also, it was a story that I didn't know. You know what I mean? It was something I learned about this. You know, it's a story that's never been told before. And it was something that I wasn't historically conscious of. But it's a really good movie. And that was one of those movies that, you know, it kind of came out of nowhere. It was, you know, everybody thought it would be like a modest hit, but it was a smash. I mean, that movie really broke through and found a big, big, big audience. And deservedly so, because it's a very entertaining movie based on a true story. It's Hidden Figures. Let's see. We've got I've got a list here of some of the ones that that are considered some of the best. They got Spartacus on here, which Stanley Kubrick directed. Kirk Douglas was in. Classic movie. Some of these, you know, the other thing about when you're watching a movie about something that's based on true events is how accurate it is, like historically. Sometimes they're not very accurate, and they take a lot of leeway with what really happened. And just for dramatic purposes, a lot of that stuff happens. And that doesn't necessarily make it a bad movie if it's not as historically accurate as, you know, one remembers the events being. But it doesn't make it a bad movie. It's just, you know, sometimes they have to do that for you know, dramatic purposes. Sometimes you have to change those stories a little bit. 312-981-7200. Esmeralda, do you have any true story movies that stick out for you?
I was just doing some looking up movies and seeing if anything sparked anything. And one of them came up, which was the Hachi.
Oh, yeah.
Movie.
Yeah.
That's a true story. And I remember watching it and just... I actually started watching it at a nail salon. I almost started crying.
Yeah, well, it's... I remember that being based on a true story. But, yeah, no, that's not a movie. You don't want to watch that one in public.
Yeah.
You're going to make a mess out of yourself.
It was real bad because then it was on. I went out later or the day after. I went out and I was in a restaurant, a Mexican restaurant, eating a burrito, and then it was on again.
It was on again. What's going on?
Yeah.
It was just following you around?
Clearly.
Yeah.
Like that dog. Oh, no.
Yeah. No, that's a good movie. That is a good one. There's Rita on WGN. Hi, Rita.
Hi, Nick. Hi. How are you?
All right.
Well, I was calling because there's three movies that have been made about the Titanic.
Yeah.
There was the big one with Leonardo and Kate Winslet.
Mm-hmm.
Then there was an all-British one that was called A Night to Remember.
Yep.
And then the first Titanic movie starred Barbara Stanwyck and Clifton Webb and a very young Robert Wagner. I think it was made either late 40s or early 50s.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a black and white, and I think A Night to Remember was black and white, too.
Night to Remember was black and white, yeah.
And I like the first Titanic one because there was a nice chemistry between Clifton Webb and Barbara Stanwyck, and it had its tear-jerking moments, but I thought it was very well made.
Yeah, it is. It's a terrific movie.
They also included some, I didn't even think about this, they had, I think it was, well, it wasn't Selma Diamond, it was somebody else, an old character actress, and she played Molly Brown.
Mm-hmm.
And so they showed her in the boat and all this kind of stuff, and I thought it was pretty cool.
Yeah, very cool. Those are good ones. Thanks, Rita.
You're welcome.
See ya. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. It's Monday morning. My dad's going to call in and tell a joke, and we're going to talk about right now. I want to hear from you guys on movies that are based on true events. Another one that they put down here is Bonnie and Clyde with Warren Beatty and Faye Dunaway, which is a great movie. And groundbreaking, in fact, when it came out, because you know it really did break down a lot of barriers in terms of violence in movies, because at that time, there's a lot of violence in Bonnie and Clyde. In 1967, when that movie came out, it was startling to see that kind of violence. Now you look at it now, the stuff that you see in movies nowadays, and you know how a lot of us have been desensitized to it. It's like Bonnie and Clyde is pretty tame now. If you watch it now, it's violent, but it's not nearly as violent as half of the other stuff that you see nowadays. But back in the day when that movie came out, it caused quite a stir. A major, major stir about violent content in movies. So. Let's see, what else? Here's a terrific movie that I don't know if... Esmeralda, have you ever seen the movie The Insider with Russell Crowe and Al Pacino?
I have not.
It's a really, really terrific movie. Michael Mann directed it. I think it's one of Michael Mann's best movies, and that's based on a true story.
Was that when Russell Crowe gained a bunch of weight?
He did, yeah. Yeah, he paid a whistleblower for the tobacco industry. And Christopher Plummer was in it, and he played... why am I blanking on the one of the guys on 60 Minutes, Mike Wallace. And Al Pacino is in it, too. And it's a really, really great movie. I think it's Russell Crowe's... I think it might be Russell Crowe's best performance ever. He's terrific in it. He was absolutely terrific. If you've not seen The Insider, another really terrific movie that based on true events. Also, another movie about journalism. Man, I guess all the ones that I'm picking out kind of have something to do with journalism for some reason. But I guess they make the best true stories. So, 312-981-7200, movies based on true events. What do you guys think? What are the best ones, and which ones are the most accurate? Or we can even talk about which ones that are inaccurate. 312-981-7200. All right, we got a break here for weather and traffic. Oh, welcome back, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. It's Monday morning. That means my dad's going to call in and tell a jokey time. And we're talking about movies that are made from true events that were inspired by true stories. 312-981-7200. What are some of your favorites? 312-981-7200. You know what they have on this list, which is, I didn't even think about this one though, Dan, but they put The Big Sick on here.
Ah, yeah.
And it's a great movie, but it's not one of the ones that that I would think like right off the bat based on a true story. But it is in fact based on the true story between Kumail Nanjiani and his lovely wife Emily Gordon. and they sort of fictionalized it a little bit, but it's based on what really happened to them. And if you've not seen The Big Sick, it's really good. Esmeralda, have you seen The Big Sick?
No, I haven't.
It's really good. If you get a chance, you should probably you should watch it, because it's really it's quite a lovely movie, and it's also very, very, very funny. Everybody in it is so great, and it's really fun to see Holly Hunter and Ray Romano as the female protagonist's parents. They're both just so great in it, and I think Holly Hunter should have been nominated for an Academy Award, but she wasn't. But she should have been. And Ray Romano, great in it. Let's see. We got some more people calling in. What are your true story movies, based on true events? Here's Linda on WGN. Hi, Linda.
Good morning.
Morning.
I had two of them. One of them with Jeffrey Hunter in No Man Is an Island. Originally, it was a young Hispanic man raised by Japanese people, and he went into the Marines, and he helped capture practically a whole island of Japanese because he spoke the language. Mm. And the other one was The Giant. It based on the prejudices in Texas and how they changed. And Sal Mineo played the young soldier that was killed in World War II, and he wasn't allowed to be buried in the Veterans Cemetery at that time. Mm. And President Johnson is the one that passed the law that gave everybody the right to be buried in the military cemetery if they served.
Wow. Okay. Yeah.
And that's something that they don't let you know unless you sit there and watch the movie and kind of read up on things.
Right, right. That's interesting. Really interesting. Linda, thanks.
Sure.
Have a great morning. Bye. There you go. 312-981-7200 is the phone number if you'd like to join us. We got some texts coming in. True event movies. Tom says Apollo 13. You got Hanks, Paxton, Bacon, Sinise, Harris, Quinlan. What a movie. I'm like the only person in the world that doesn't like Apollo 13. We have another text. John and Dixon said Apollo 13 tops my list based on a true story, but I really liked The Blind Side as well. Now, one, I hate that movie, The Blind Side. Two, from what I understand, Dan, that movie is also very inaccurate. The Blind Side.
How so?
Just in terms of how they handled the relationship in it, I've heard. I mean, I don't know the real. Huh. I don't know, but I've heard it was inaccurate.
Because I read the book that I have heard Michael Orr say, like, I knew it wasn't like I had never encountered football in my life before.
Right,
it
right,
wasn't
right.
Like I didn't know what a block was and things like
right,
that.
Right,
but
right.
Like, but based upon the book, I mean, the book is a different read because it takes a much more. It takes much. More look at the football angle of things
right.
than necessarily, you know, it's more of a football book with a personal story mixed
right.
in as opposed to, but...
I've never read the book.
Yeah,
so.
But it matched pretty consistently. So
maybe I heard wrong. I don't know.
I mean, like, because, like, Michael Orr has come out very adamantly, like that part of the movie was false.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but interesting.
You know what else is an inaccurate movie? Football movie. Rudy.
Oh, yeah, everybody hated Rudy.
They hated him. They hated the kid. they love, in the movie, he's just lovable and awesome. He's Sean Astin. How do you not love Sean Astin? But they hated him. Yeah, I remember when the movie came out, people who were, you know, part of the team were like, that kid was a jerk. And they couldn't stand him. Let's see. Jack from Gage Lake says that I just watched The Infiltrator last night with Bryan Cranston and John Leguizamo based on a true story. It was really good, and I love the show. Thank you, Jack. Chris said Argo, a great movie based on an actual event. Yeah, Argo's good. Argo's a solid movie. 630 area code Selena, which is that's where Jennifer Lopez got her start. And 815 area code says Mate One, a great movie. A great movie. John Sayles directed that movie. If you've never seen Mate One, a really, really, really good movie. All right, how about this one? How about Zero Dark Thirty? Catherine Bigelow's movie about the search and the ultimate killing of Bin Laden. Jessica Chastain, so good in that movie. Joel Edgerton, Chris Pratt, Jason Clarke. That's a great movie. Very intense. And also, she just did Detroit last year, which about four people saw, which is unfortunate because it's a great film, also based on a true story, one of the better ones. that you'd see. Dallas Buyers Club with Matthew McConaughey, based on a true story. Very, very good movie. An interesting case. Juan Rudriff, who helped a lot of people with AIDS. But yeah, a really, really, really good movie. And obviously McConaughey, you know, is fantastic in it. Won the Academy Award for it. And yeah, so other true story movies. 312-981-7200. Dan, you ever see In the Name of the Father?
I have not.
Daniel Day-Lewis, Pete Postlewaite, directed by Jim Sheridan. It's about these four who were wrongly convicted of IRA bombings. And it's a really maddening movie because what happens to these people, like, it's a terrific movie. And, I mean, the performances are all stellar. I mean, it goes without saying, Daniel Day-Lewis and Pete Postlewaite. Yeah, but, I mean, I remember the first time I saw it, it made me so angry because of the injustice that was done to these people. I remember being furious while watching the movie. But it's a great one. One of the solid true story movies. All right, if you want to jump in, 312-981-7200. We're talking about movies based on true events. 312-981-7200. The news is coming up next right here on 720 WGN. Hey, welcome back, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower. I'm your overnight dude, 2 a.m. to 5 a.m. every weekday morning. Coming up at 5 o'clock, you want to stay tuned for the opening bell with Steve Grzanich and then my main man, the best, Steve Cochran at 6 for your morning drive. And there you go. Hey, we're talking about movies based on true events. What are some of your favorites? 312-981-7200. A lot of these could be some of them could be biopics, you know, based on real personalities or just events that took place. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Hey, I wanted to mention about the Walk of Fame Class 5. The WGN Walk of Fame is happening, and you can join our live broadcast of the WGN Radio Walk of Fame ceremony. It'll be on Friday, May 18th. It begins at 10 a.m. outside the Tribune Tower on Pioneer Court. And we have 5 inductees this year, 2 prominent Chicago sports personalities, David Kaplan and Chuck Swirsky, a likable meteorologist from radio and TV, Roger Treemstra, an announcer from the golden days of radio with the voice of Velvet, Pierre Andre, and a trusted voice in the morning drive for over 2 decades, Mary Vandeveld. Mary! So, we'll also bid farewell to the Tribune Tower after nearly 6 decades of calling this historic building our home. Congratulate the 5th class of honorees and come to the Tribune Tower on May 18th. You can listen to the live broadcast beginning at 10 a.m. And to learn more about this year's inductees, WGNradio.com/Walk of Fame. You can check it out there. You know, all 5 are obviously worthy to be on the Walk of Fame completely, obviously. But I'm just I'm really thrilled for Mary, just because Mary rules, and I get to see her every day. Right, Esmeralda? That's really awesome that Mary's getting inducted.
Yeah.
Totally deserves
it. Yay for the traffic.
That's right. Very, very cool. So that's coming. Also, you know, Dave Kaplan, Chuck Swirsky, all those guys, the legendary Pierre Andre. But Roger Treemstra, Esmeralda, have you ever met Roger?
No, I haven't.
Oh, he's such a cool dude. Dan, you've met him, right? Roger?
I've just talked to him on the phone a few times during Stephen Jenny's run.
Delightful. He's a delightful man, and I really really love that guy. He's great. So anyway, come on down Friday, May 18th. Starts at 10 a.m. right outside in Pioneer Court. We had nice weather for it last year, and it really is lovely. It's really lovely if you're being inducted. That's that's a lot of fun, I got to say, from personal experience. But congratulations to our 5 inductees. On May 18th, you can listen starting at 10 a.m. And for more information about these 5 inductees, check out WGNradio.com/Walk of Fame. That's going to be fun. So, all right. So let's get back to, we're talking about movies that are based on true events. And what are some of your favorites? And they don't necessarily have to be accurate. And like I said, they could be biopics and all kinds of stuff. So let's go with Carrie on WGN. Hey, Carrie.
Hey, Nick. Good morning.
Morning.
Hey, I don't really like DiCaprio. Well, I don't dislike him, but I'm not a big fan of him. But Catch Me If You Can was an intriguing movie.
Oh, it's a great movie.
And I'm sure that there were some liberties taken with, you know, whatever really happened. But, yeah, it was a good movie.
Oh, it's a very entertaining movie. Oh, yeah, it's a terrific movie. A terrific movie. Tom Hanks is great in it. And I really like DiCaprio in it. And, yeah, it's a really, really terrific movie. I think one of Spielberg's most entertaining movies, just from top to bottom. I mean, just a very, very fun, interesting, great, and crazy true story.
It was crazy, too.
And I saw...
Can I tell you one weird movie-related story that just happened today?
Yeah, okay, sure.
Okay, so Friday night... Okay, I disagree with you on the trilogy of comedies. Stripes is fourth, and for me, Blues Brothers is third.
Yeah, that's a common thing, Carrie. I've heard that many, many times.
Yeah,
because it's Animal House, Caddyshack, Stripes, and a lot of people, you know, include Blues Brothers in that. They're all in that same sphere.
They're interchangeable.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
You can fight about it.
Yeah.
So, my wife of 28 years, she's never seen Blues Brothers all the way through because she falls asleep. Maybe that's.
Wow.
Maybe that tells you why it might be fourth. So Friday night, we sit down. I'm like, let's watch Blues Brothers. Because I was listening to blues music. And I'm like, oh, let's watch Blues Brothers. And go to find the DVD. It's gone. I lent it to somebody. It's gone.
Uh-oh.
Found a VHS tape, which doesn't do me any good because I don't have a VHS player.
Sure.
So she's like, okay, cool. You know, we watch Animal House, actually. In my opinion, number... I don't know, one or two.
One of the greatest.
1A, 1B.
One of the greatest.
Yeah. Yeah. So she's like, you know what? I'm going to buy a DVD. She goes online. And I told her one thing. I said, do not buy Blues Brothers 3000.
No.
And I poked a little bit and they bundle them. And I said, do not buy it. I don't want it in my house. And she comes back and says, yeah, I bought it from Amazon Prime. It was cheaper to buy it with 3000. And I said, okay, I'm going to take that. I'm going to walk into my local library and say, here you go.
Yeah. Yeah. Good luck with this.
Good luck with it.
Yeah. God.
Maybe somebody will like it. But, yeah, no, it was just kind of funny. She's like,
yeah.
Well, that must be a good movie, too, right? If Blues Brothers, no.
No, it's not. No, it's not. You know, and I'm not a big fan of the Blues Brothers, as you know, but Blues Brothers 2000 is virtually unwatchable.
No, it's unwatchable. The music is good.
Well, I was going to say, except for the last half hour, which is just basically a concert.
Right.
You know,
exactly.
So, and all the amazingly talented musicians are on display during that last half hour. But leading up to that last half hour is a night.
No, it's unwatchable.
Yeah.
It's like I might as well just dig my fingernails into my eyes.
Terrible. Hey, by the way, you know, Carrie, that the Game Show Network showed the episode of Truth or To Tell the Truth that the Frank Abagnale was on.
Oh, but no.
You know how at the end of Catch Me If You Can, they have that, you know, the DiCaprio on? They actually showed the real episode of it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's pretty fascinating.
I'll check that out.
And he doesn't look at all like Leo.
Of course not.
Yeah. So, all right, Carrie, take care.
Thanks, man.
See ya. Here's one, Esmeralda. How about The Social Network?
Oh, yeah.
You know, and I always think about that. What's the dude's name, Dan, who founded Napster? Sean? His name is Sean, right?
His first name is Sean.
Okay. That guy, you know, when the movie came out, that guy was probably like, hey, all right. Look who they cast to play me. You know what I mean?
Sean Parker.
Because he doesn't look anything like Timberlake. Like, Timberlake is a beautiful man. And that's probably how this Frank Abagnale felt when they cast DiCaprio as him. That would be interesting from that point of view, like the person that they cast, you know, to play you in real life. How close do they look? Like because Justin Timberlake doesn't look anything like the dude from Napster. He's great in the movie. He's terrific. And Jesse Eisenberg kind of has similar traits to Zuckerberg. You know, yeah, that's a good, but well, that's a really great movie, Dan. You like the Social Network, right?
Yeah, I mean, I remember. I know it's actually one of the texts we are coming up upon, but that was also the year of the King's Speech, and the King's Speech was the only Academy Award nominated movie that year that I didn't immediately want to watch again. Like
what were the other ones? Because I didn't like The King's Speech very much.
Yeah, I can't think of.
And The King's Speech, of course, ended up winning.
Right. But I was like, oh, that's all right. But like every other movie that was nominated that I saw, I'm like, I would watch. I would literally sit in this theater again and watch it again.
It was 2010. Was that the year 2010? I can't remember what was nominated, but now it was probably a very strong year. But I mean that, you know, The King's Speech is like the.
Right.
The critical darling.
Yeah,
you know, but it wasn't very good. It just wasn't very good. And I liked Colin Firth in it. I thought Colin Firth was very good in it, actually. And I like Jeffrey Rush. I think they're both great, but I just didn't care for the movie. I mean, especially not as, it's not nearly as good as The Social Network. So, here's one for real life. Raging Bull, which by many is considered one of the greatest movies ever made about one of the greatest biopics ever made. And what's really interesting about that one is, Dan, when that movie came out in 1980, this was like pre-birth for you and Esmeralda. You guys weren't around then. When that movie came out, Jake LaMotta actually did the talk show circuits and stuff and was very proud. Because, I mean, he's not a nice guy, clearly. And in the movie, he's a monster. But, like, Jake LaMotta, because it's based on his book, Jake LaMotta was doing, like, the talk show circuit, had, like, a, you know, started to have, like, a sort of a celebrity kind of... comeback.
Wow.
In a movie that does not shine a happy light on him at all. I mean, my God, the behavior that Jake LaMotta displays in that movie. And that's a great movie, but Goodfellas, another true story. Another, but Scorsese, huh? Yeah. He's the Casino is based on a true story as well. He's done a lot of them. After Hours is not based on a true story, though. All right, we got to take a break here. We got weather and we got traffic and then more. We got a bunch of texts coming in and we're talking about the best movies based on true events, true stories or biopics, that kind of stuff. Which ones do you love? 312-981-7200. Welcome back, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. How are you? We're live in the Allstate studio here till 5 a.m. My dad's going to call and tell a joke because it's Monday morning, jokey time. And we're talking about movies that are based on true events that are inspired by true stories. 312-981-7200. You know, Dan, there's one that's coming out that I'm really, really curious about.
And that is?
Bohemian Rhapsody, the Freddie Mercury. It's the dude from that show about computers that's on USA. Hackers and stuff.
Rami Malek.
Mr. Robot. Yeah,
Rami Malek.
Have you seen what he looks like? It's unbelievable. He looks exactly like Freddie Mercury. I mean, you know, and I'm really, I mean, you know, and it's got the blessing of the rest of the band, and it's a really fascinating story of one of the greatest, you know, singers that ever lived. And you know, I've seen stills from it and stuff. I'm very excited about it. I hope it's good. But that'll be the story of Freddie Mercury.
Wow, so
that's one that I'm looking forward to. Let's see, 312-981-7200. Robert says, for anyone who lived at Miracle, oh, man, that's a good movie. That's a good movie. You can't go wrong with Kurt Russell right there. Add Kurt Russell to a movie, it's automatically good. Dan, you've seen Miracle, correct?
Yeah, fantastic.
One of the best. And Kurt Russell, amazing. Esmeralda, have you ever seen Miracle, the hockey movie about the American Team USA from 1980? Tremendous. Robert also likes Deepwater Horizon. And 440 area code says, one of the best is To Hell and Back. How often does the guy who was the real hero get to play himself in a movie? Audie Murphy, that's true. Well, they just did. Clint Eastwood just did that. Where he had the guys who saved the people from the bomb on the Paris train. Where they cast the real guys. And a lot of people thought that was not a good thing. And I told you the story, right? When he was on, all the guys were on, the three guys were on with Clint on Kimmel. And he's, because these guys were, they were the real guys. They're not actors. They were the really guys who stopped the terrorist attack on this train going into Paris. And so they're on. Jimmy Kimmel interviews Clint first. Okay, so he's out there by himself. They're talking, and he's like, "Yeah, I thought it would be an interesting idea to have these three guys play themselves." And then the three guys came out. They come back from commercial break. The three guys come out. And Jimmy's like, so did you guys enjoy making the movie? And you know, would you consider going into acting. And one of the guys said, yeah, look, I just got back from an audition, in fact. And Jimmy Kimmel's like, wow, that's cool. So you're going to pursue this? He's like, yeah. And then he says to Clint, would you cast these guys in any other movies? And Clint goes, no, absolutely not. Oh, Clint. All right. 405 area code says, my favorite film that shows the horror of people but also shows the best of people is Schindler's List. 708 area code, We Are Marshall is a great movie, really tugs at the heartstrings. We Are Marshall, I like that. I was surprised at how much I like that. That's the only Mick G movie that I like. You know, I don't like a lot of Mick G's movies.
Well, you know, your boy balances it out.
Yeah, well, yeah, McConaughey's awesome in it. That was direct. What else did Mick G direct? He directed the two Charlie's Angels movies. He directed, didn't he direct an Alien movie? Am I nuts? He directed this one.
Oh, good for you.
Where Christian Bale lost his mind, right?
Right, Terminator movie.
He's on Terminator, right. Terminator. Mick G. Oh, man. But I liked We Are Marshall. I thought it was good. 312 area codes also brings up the King's Speech. Mitch in Hobart says, I love the movie Cinderella Man, but I understand that they turned Max Baron to a real evil thug, which he was not in true life. I thought Cinderella Man was great. That's my, I think without question, Dan, that's my favorite Ron Howard movie.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Besides Night Shift, of course, with Henry Winkler. Boy, what a year this guy's having, Henry Winkler. I haven't seen the latest. Apparently, last night's Barry was insane. I'm going to watch it when I get home. But I guess last night, because it took a real dark turn the week before. You're not watching Barry, are you?
I am not.
Oh, it's so good. Let's see. 231 area code says Sully, another Clint Eastwood movie. That was a good movie. Peter in Decatur said the right stuff, even though Walter Cronkite didn't like the way the press was portrayed. Well, the press is portrayed pretty bad. I mean, not in a good light. And the right stuff, they kind of go out of their way to slam the press in that movie. So I can understand why Walter Cronkite did not like the way the press was portrayed, because they weren't portrayed kindly. Let's see. 815 area code. Lawrence of Arabia. And then 630 area code says, in a completely different genre, don't forget about I, Tonya. Yeah, from last year. Great movie. Although you don't know what's true and what's not in that movie, and that's kind of the point. Because they took it from, you know, the two different points of view that were contradictory. So you don't know what's real and what isn't. But it's a great movie with great performances. So, and of course, Allison Janney won the Oscar for that. That's a good true story. All right, what do you guys think? 312-981-7200 for your movies based on true events. Here is Ron on WGN. Hi, Ron.
Good morning, Nick.
Morning.
Nick, number one, I got Andersonville, which is the story of Andersonville Prison.
Right.
And then the one with Michael J. Fox, where he's a Vietnam...
Casualties of War.
Soldier.
Casualties of War. That is a great, heartbreaking movie, but a great one.
Yes, and then the latest one is Hacksaw Ridge.
Yeah, another hard to watch movie. Very, very violent.
Yeah, that is probably one of the most bloody movies next to Fury.
Yeah,
it's those like my two favorite ones.
Yeah,
and then Private Ryan.
Saving Private Ryan. So, right. Okay. All right, Ron. Thanks, buddy.
Can't wait for your dad.
All right. See you later. There you go. Yeah, Hacksaw Ridge. Not it's Mel Gibson, man. So it's going to be violent. He kind of likes making violent movies. All right, let's take a break. We got the news coming up after this, and then my dad's going to call in and tell a joke, and we'll still talk about the true event movies. And if you want to jump in, it's 312-981-7200. News is next. Hi. Oh, sorry. What the hell? Wow. That's real professional. See that, Dan? That's why I got a plaque in the sidewalk downstairs.
Yep, absolutely.
I'm a true professional. Hey, it's Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're here till 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich will have the opening bell at 5, and my main man, Steve Cochran, at 6 with your morning drive. It's Monday morning. My dad's going to call and tell a joke. Hey, Dan, you know what? I was just looking up at the, I was just scrolling through the little IMDb, as I'm known to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know whose birthday it is today?
Who's that?
The girl who played Newt in Aliens.
Wow.
Who has never made another movie.
Hmm.
It's the only movie she was ever in. Guess how old she is. Newt from Aliens.
48.
Ooh. 42.
Ah.
42. It just makes me feel very old, though. Because Newt from Aliens is 42 years old. Yeah, she got out of the business. She goes to, you know, she goes to conventions and stuff.
Sure.
But I guess she just, you know, I think she's a writer or something. But, you know, not in the movie business at all. Just made Newt. She just made Aliens, and that's it. Now, well, she was in Alien. Didn't no one kill her at the beginning of Alien 3? She's in the everybody's dead except for Sigourney Weaver at the beginning of Alien 3.
Yeah, I don't think I saw Alien 3.
Oh. I like it. I'm like one of the only people in the world that actually likes that movie. Based on a true story. I don't know if you know that or not.
Oh, yeah.
Alien 3? Yeah. That's the only one of the Alien movies that's based on a true story. All right. Well, that's what we're talking about. We're talking about movies that are based on true stories. If you want to jump in, 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Let me move this down a little so I can see Esmeralda. Hi, Esmeralda. She comes in
Hi.
Here. She comes into the studio here to do the last couple of the last report. Just one more, right?
4:45. Yes.
Yeah, I've only been doing this show for a little while.
Did you not get a lot of sleep last night?
Actually, no.
Okay, that makes sense.
No, I was the Cub game had me going for a while because you know the game ended at like 1:30 in the morning, and they blew it.
Mm.
So, anyway. Here's another movie that's based on a true story that I love. The Straight Story, which is a great movie with Richard Farnsworth, based on a true story about an older gentleman, played by Richard Farnsworth, who wants to visit his brother. He hasn't seen him in many years, and his brother is not well. So, but he can't drive this guy. Alvin Strait is his name. In real life, he couldn't drive. So he rode his lawnmower across the states to visit his brother. It's a beautiful movie. Absolutely beautiful. Richard Farnsworth is amazing in it. Harry Dean Stanton plays his brother, the great Harry Dean Stanton. And it's rated G, and it's directed by David Lynch. So it's a G-rated movie about a senior citizen who wants to drive his lawnmower across state lines so he can visit his brother, rated G, directed by David Lynch. And it's beautiful. It's a beautiful, beautiful movie. And it's just, it doesn't seem like the kind of movie that you would expect, you know, from David Lynch, you know? But anyway, let's see. Here are some of the other ones that we would like to talk about. You ever see the movie In Cold Blood? Dan?
I did not.
Oh, it's a terrific movie. Really, really scary. Robert Blake, Scott Wilson. It's about true life killers who killed a family in Kansas. Truman Capote wrote the book, and that was the book that put Truman Capote on the map and made Truman Capote like the big international success that he was. And
Capote.
You saw Capote?
Yes.
That's based on a true story, obviously. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And that was a great movie. Well, there were two Capote movies. What was the other one called? One with the Philip Seymour Hoffman one.
I saw that one.
Which is a great movie, and he's mm-hmm. so good in it.
And there's the other one with the other
Toby,
guy.
Toby Jones.
Right.
Toby Jones. Yeah. Toby Jones. But I don't remember the name of the other. And it wasn't a bad movie either. They're both good, but the one with Philip Seymour Hoffman was
infamous.
Infamous. But the one with Philip Seymour Hoffman was great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And he was so good in that movie. Well, he was good in everything. Philip Seymour Hoffman, one of the greatest. But yeah, the book, you know, the true story book that it's based on, mm-hmm. they made a movie out of in the 60s, late 60s. And I remember when In Cold Blood was first ever televised on network TV, like there were like huge warnings between commercials. Like, this is a very intense film.
Really?
Parental discretion is advised. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Was the murder scene very graphic?
It was a very, you know, for its time, and the movie was made,
did they show?
Yeah, there's death in it and blood and stuff.
Oh.
And the two main characters are the bad guys.
Yeah.
So you're following Robert Blake and Scott Wilson around. And it was really...
Robert Blake.
Yeah, Robert Blake. Robert Blake.
Oh.
Yeah. Speaking of true stories. Mm. Yeah.
They haven't made that.
No, they have not.
No, not yet.
They have not made the Robert Blake story.
Oh, what about that, big hair producer, Wall of Sound.
Oh, Phil Spector.
Yeah.
Yeah, they did. David Mamet wrote it.
Who was it?
Pacino. Yeah.
Gosh. That was, yeah.
Yeah. No.
It's quite a transformation.
It certainly was. It certainly was. And like all the different hairs that Spector had, Pacino does them all in the movie. All the crazy hair. The best one is the big crazy.
Right. It's that hair. What was that cartoon from the 60s? Those bears? And one had crazy.
Oh, yeah. I'm trying to remember the bears.
Just like the bear.
It's crazy. But that's another thing that's been happening with Pacino now. Like every movie he does is an HBO biopic.
Well, as long as they're good.
Yeah. Some of them are good. Some of them aren't.
He's not in Jack and Jill 2.
Oh, God. I don't know how Al Pacino ended up in Jack and Jill. Right. I really don't.
He owed somebody something.
So bad. So bad. All right. How about this one? The French Connection, based on a true story.
Really?
Yeah. Hmm. The guy's name isn't Popeye Doyle. I think it's based on two different cops in New York.
Mm-hmm.
But it was based on the same kind of same case that they cover in The French Connection.
Mm.
French Connection, directed by William Friedkin. Great movie. Have you seen it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hackman, amazing.
Mm.
Do you remember that they had a TV show?
No.
They had a TV show called Popeye Doyle.
Was Hackman?
You know who played him? Because they did a sequel. They did French Connection 2. French Connection 2, not good. And Hackman's in that. But in the TV series...
Wasn't your boy...
Who?
What's his name? Kaz.
No, it's not Kaz. It's not Ron Liebman.
It's not Rob Liebman?
No.
Darn.
If it were Ron Liebman, it would still be running.
It would still be going.
Because he's a genius. No, it was... You ready for this? The guy who played Popeye Doyle in the series, and it's Ed O'Neill.
I could see that.
Yeah, from Married with Children, because nobody knows Ed O'Neill outside of Married with Children and Modern Family now.
Yeah.
And, of course, Dutch.
Right. Oh, and Wayne's World.
And that's right. He's in Wayne's World. Yeah. But, yeah, so he was Popeye Doyle in the TV series. Not a lot of people remember that. I watched it. I remember because I love the movie, the original.
Is it any good?
I don't remember.
No. Well, clearly not then.
No, and I think it only lasted maybe one season, and it was like the mid-70s, something like that. So, I wasn't really aware that this is based on a true story, but one of my favorite movies of all time is called Ace in the Hole, and evidently that's based on a true story. I didn't know that. Dan, did you know that Ace in the Hole was a true story?
I'm not familiar with Ace in the Hole.
Ace in the Hole is it's my favorite Billy Wilder movie, and Billy Wilder has directed some amazing movies. And my favorite Kirk Douglas performance. Kirk Douglas plays this, newspaper man in New York who gets fired because he sleeps with the editor's wife, and he gets shipped out to the middle of nowhere, to this desert town, to this one office newspaper. And he gets there and he's all, he's a real hotshot. He's a real jerk.
Mm-hmm.
And, he doesn't want to be there. He's like, it's only a matter of time before I'm back in the big city covering the big stories, not here in the middle of nowhere. And like a year goes by and he's still stuck there. So one day he and the camera kid are out driving in the middle of the desert, and someone runs out in the middle of the road and stops them and says, hey, there's a guy trapped in a cave. The cave crashed in on him, and he's stuck down there. He's under the rocks, and he's stuck, and he's in this cave. And so Kirk Douglas runs over, and he sees this guy and decides that this is going to be the best story that he could cover. So what he does is he starts covering this exclusively, then hires a drilling company to try and dig him out, but he tells them to go all the way through the top of the mountain to dig through so that he can milk the story longer. So that he could get, and then he hires a carnival to come out, and he puts, and people start showing up from around the country following this story. Meanwhile, this dude is dying inside the cave.
Where's the police?
And Kirk, well, he's got everybody under his.
What?
Yeah, no. He says to the authorities and stuff that the best way to do it is to dig through the top, and he convinces the company to say that that's the best way to do it, so that he can milk the story. Meanwhile, this guy's dying. He's in the hole dying.
No one giving him food?
No, I mean, they're feeding him and stuff, but he's underneath there and he's dying. And right. they sometimes they can't get to him, so he's like...
Injuries?
And... Yeah, he's underneath a ton
of
rocks.
Oh, God. How is...
So Kirk Douglas keeps this going. He milks it, turns it into this national story, and starts sleeping with the dude's wife.
Jeez.
It's
he really has an issue there with that.
It's one of the darkest movies you'll ever see. And one of the most...
Gosh, I thought this was supposed to be lighthearted.
Yeah, 1951, man. You can imagine
the whole sounded fun.
Yeah. Oh, and that title is even acidy. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, there's his ace in the hole.
Right.
They changed the title because the studio was like, what the hell is this? When they saw it, they're like, Mike, we can't show this to the public. And so they tried to soften it a little bit.
Mm.
So they released it as The Big Carnival. So it's under two different titles.
That's still no. No.
and I don't know if it's based on a true story. That blows my mind. I can't believe that's based on a true story. Wow. Anyway, great movie, Esmeralda, if you want to. Oh, it's so good.
Right.
It's so good. So, all right, we have to break. We'll take a break here. We got weather, we got traffic, and my dad's going to call and tell a joke. And then we'll wrap up the true story movie talk right here. More movies that are based on true events and true stories. Amadeus is on this list. F. Murray Abraham, Tom Hulce. Such a great movie. That's one of those movies. I saw that movie so many times in the theater. It's like 3 hours long, too. And I saw it like seven times in the theater. Oh, that was so great. Yeah, based on a true story. Another one based on a true story. Let's see. All the President's Men, which we mentioned before, which is absolutely must see. Unbelievable. And then let's see. Badlands, directed by Terrence Malick, which is about this couple that went on kind of a crime spree. And it was Martin Sheen and I believe it was Sissy Spacek's first movie. 1973, or maybe her second movie, but she was really, really young. And Terrence Malick made it. It's a great movie. But that's based on a true story as well. Some of these other movies that I can't believe are based on a true story. Like, I seriously can't believe that Ace in the Hole is based on a true story. It's amazing. Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid gets a nice mention here. The life of outlaws, Butch Cassidy and Sundance Kid, obviously. That's what it's about, considering it's called Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. That's what I would hope it would be about. Not about Huey Lewis. Patton with George C. Scott as Patton, which has like one of the most iconic opening scenes of any movie, is when he comes out and gives that big speech in front of the American flag. Classic. A classic. They also put Rush on here, which is the car racing movie that Ron Howard directed a few years ago. It was based on the rivalry between James Hunt and Niki Lauda, the Formula One drivers.
Oh, right, yeah, and he crashes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I remember that. I remember when it came out, I wasn't very crazy about it. How about this one, 127 Hours, with James Franco?
Yeah.
Whew. Man. There's a scene. Well, you've seen it?
No.
Oh.
I don't want to.
It's a really good movie. It's really, really good, and Franco's great in it. But there, it's that the big scene is not pleasant
at
all.
I get the gist.
Yeah, no, you get more than a gist when you see the movie, though. I got to tell you, Rope, the Alfred Hitchcock movie, which was all supposedly shot in one take, even though it wasn't. We made it look like it was all in one take. Mm. That's Jimmy Stewart, Farley Granger, and it's about the Leopold Loeb murders. It was not considered one of Hitchcock's best movies,
mm-hmm.
Because it seemed pretty gimmicky. You know, like, oh, I'm going to try and do this all in one take, which was not really the kind of filmmaking that Hitchcock did.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Oh, there is. What was that one movie with Johnny Depp? He was Capone. Or no, wait, I'm not sorry. Not Capone.
Dillinger?
Yeah.
Public Enemy.
Right.
Public Enemy.
I mean, that was based on...
That's based on a true story. Yeah. And my friend Mike is in that movie. Have you seen it?
I haven't.
Okay. Mike gets thrown out of the car by Johnny Depp.
Oh, good. Johnny Depp.
While it's rolling.
How nice.
Yeah.
Tuck and roll.
He said, by the way, he said Johnny Depp, nicest guy in the world.
Yeah.
Like the coolest guy ever. Wasn't too crazy about Stephen Dorff, though.
Nah. He's in it?
Yeah. There's a ton of guys in that movie. I mean, there's like a lot of big names in that movie. Yeah, but yeah, he was like, yeah, Stephen Dorff, not so much.
He's vaping. He's busy vaping.
Yeah. Hey, speaking of vaping.
Yes.
Cusack, John Cusack had his thing over the weekend where he hosted the screening of High Fidelity.
Was he
at
vaping?
At the Chicago Theater. I don't know. You saw him. He was vaping.
Was he vaping?
Yeah.
Did I say he was vaping?
You said he was vaping at the outdoor at that outdoor concert or something.
Yeah, I was just so transfixed on his bandana he decided to wear on his head.
Well, that's he's a fashion mogul.
Sure. Yeah.
All right.
Call it that.
All right, Esmeralda. Hey, we'll see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
Tom Appel is going to be here if you're looking for a car. He'll be
here.
Nice. All right. We'll take a break. News is next.